mentioned Twitter being a bigger thing going on. Do you all have Twitter accounts, and can you let the listeners know what your account number is? By the way, I'm flying pilot.
Oh, all right.
Man.
Yeah. We go down the
Lena's a retired podcaster.
What's that?
He's a retired podcaster.
Real quickly, you are on Twitter?
I am on Twitter, Stephen Force, S-T-S-T-E-P-H-E-N-F-O-R-C.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter. It's Pilot Stu, S-T-U.
Twitter?
Yeah, it's Billwill. It's B-I-L-L-W-I-L, two L's, then one.
This is one of my favorites right here.
Flying Cheesehead. And it is a cheese, unfortunately. I had to put a Z instead of an S-E at the end because I ran into Twitter's 15-character limit. But yes, Flying Cheesehead with a Z at the end of cheese.
I am Dave Flies, D-A-V-E-F-L-Y-S. And Will Hawkins is Pilot Will.
I'm Jet Wine, J-E-T-W-H-I-N-E.
And I'm Air Pigs, and that is with a Z just because I like a Z. So it's A-I-R-P-I-G-Z.
Well, as I mentioned, if you're interested in the flight training tips, that is TFP of flying. But if you're interested in just kind of following along with me and my life in the flying world, it is On the Flight Line. So you'll find Jason Miller Twitter feed On the Flight Line.
And I'm Jack Hodgson, just my name, no dots, no dashes, no spaces. And Jeb Burnside is Burnside J. And Dave, we haven't convinced yet. So
I think Jeb is the newest podcaster to join Twitter.
Yeah, although he's jumped in with both feet. He's kind of into it. And
All right, any more questions? Go ahead.
We've got one more.
I guess you maybe wait for Jack to make it back there with the microphone again.
I'm the old guy who emailed his partner saying there's this new thing called Twitter. You guys ought to get accounts, and he thought he was nuts. So my account is Mike A.
I missed you. I'm sorry.
He's hiding behind a headset.
I know.
He looks like an engineer.
I'm sorry. Jason and I are having a nice little conversation there. Someone had something they wanted to say? Where were we here? I'm sorry, I'm standing here and I'm saying, who? And he keeps pointing like, and I'm going, okay, who is it then? Third base.
I'm a technology junkie. What is the one piece of technology, aviation or otherwise, that you couldn't live without here at Oshkosh?
A computer.
Oh, here at Oshkosh.
here at Oshkosh.
You know, I still like my iPhone a lot. It's AT&T that's really screwed it up, and I think once those are available on other networks, that'll probably help AT&T even as people move away. But not really aviation technology, even though there's a lot of cool apps, including we have Tyson from 4Flight in the back corner here who showed me their latest thing last night, which I don't know, you want to talk about that a little? Or it was really cool. That's all I've got to say. So Keep an eye on 4Flight, maybe in another week or two once Apple gets their act together and approves that. Just go search for 4Flight and you'll find something real neat in there. I was very impressed because I had another app that does something, a small subset of their new thing, and is not even close to the speed of theirs. So that was pretty neat, but I don't know. I don't really consider it an aviation gadget anyway, so
I was going to say the most important thing for me has been a non-AT&T phone.
Yes.
You know, you wouldn't know it this year, but my favorite technology at Oshkosh is air conditioning.
The most needed technology at Oshkosh is Advil.
I would say, actually, this Oshkosh, and this is different this time, the technology, no matter how you access it, for me that was probably been most important has been Twitter. So being able to quickly meet up, reach out to not only followers, but people that I'm following and find out what's going on. I had to come late because of work, so I got here on Wednesday, and I almost felt like I was here with all of my friends because of Twitter. And so I think that was probably this year the most important technology for me.
I have to say, it's pretty amazing this year to see the number of people who are clearly enjoying AirVenture not here. You know, people who are either arriving later or people who aren't arriving at all. And because there are people like Dave who are streaming video from time to time. There's a lot of people posting pictures on Flickr and other photo sites. Of course, with all the Twitter stuff that's going on, there are people who are blogging. I mean, and that's just in addition to the EAA is producing a lot of material on a minute-by-minute basis. There are a lot of people out there this year who are able, through the Internet, to enjoy this event. And it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it seems to me like Twitter this year had the same bump that podcasting did from 2006 to 2007. In 2006, we went around interviewing people, and we said, we're a podcast, and they said, huh? And then in 2007, they said, oh, yeah, we listen to you. Last year, I already had a Twitter account, but nobody was really talking about Twitter, and when you mentioned Twitter, again, it was, huh? And now this year, yeah, there's a pretty much a 24-hour news feed going out of here on Twitter if you search for the hashtag Osho9, so it's pretty neat.
In addition to all of the other things, the Twitters, the iPhones, everything that's been talked about, one of the things that I've used a lot of is this cheap voice recorder, because this is what Will and I have recorded our little quick casts on. You've got one in the back, too. And, I mean, I'm no audiophile like Stephen Forrest on the end with an M-Audio $400 piece of recording equipment that he can carry in his pocket, but which I'd love to have, by the way.
But if you talk nice about it, you'll have on your ride tomorrow.
Right. That's right. That's the camera. But this here has been just great because I can carry it with me. I can plug it into an airplane. It's not the best audio, but it works for podcasting, and it works for me listening to it. And I can't tell you the number of times I just said, hey, there's an airplane flying over. I'd like to hear that again, and just recorded. So it's just been a nice little handy piece of, and it fits like next to my credit cards. It's really small.
Probably until I got here, I'd probably say my iPhone as well. And I mean, I only got this because of Mr. Transponder in the back there. He was playing with one last year and lunch, and I said, ooh, that looks pretty cool. But honestly, the applications for aviation that you can put on here, flight control, anybody do flight control?
Oh, yes. I think we all do flight control.
Okay, all right.
Hey, why do you think we don't have any new Pilots to Cast episodes out lately?
Right. But the big disappointment this year, though, has been the fact that Twitter doesn't work where they squat here on the grounds. At least it hasn't for me, so... it's been real intermittent, and that's been a shame.
Yeah, and of course, it's not Twitter that's not working.
It's the
internet
that's
not working.
Yeah.
It's AT&T's internet that's not working. You had your hand up.
Yeah, I do. We all can't afford to forget the end user and his MP3 player, because that is how I hear about every one of you. Jason Miller, all through my private pilot training, and your CD. UCAB, you guys are awesome. Stephen Forrest, not enough of you, though. Like to hear more. Maybe I'm missing it. I don't know. And then your voice is from?
The Pilot's Flight Podlog, the tongue twister
podcast. And not enough of you guys either, but I appreciate every one of you. You're my link to aviation when I can't talk about it. And I really just love it.
Thank you. That we love hearing is, and we hear it all the time, is that, hey, there's not enough. So we appreciate, as podcasters, we appreciate that you guys can't get enough of us.
We are the nicotine gum of your addiction.
All right, my question for the panel today is, if you knew somebody that said they wanted to start a podcast, other than saying don't do it, what would be your one piece of advice to get them started?
Well, my advice would not be don't do it. It would be do it, because I want to listen.
Publish often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't overthink it. Get a recorder, record it, learn the couple of skills that you need to translate it into a file, and throw it up there.
Yeah, one of the things that we've kind of learned along the way, early on, I always wanted it to sound like your 10 o'clock evening news, all super professional and everything, but the interesting thing is that the stuff that ends up being most popular is the stuff that we almost didn't even put up. A few years ago, when I flew into here on the Fisk VFR approach for the first time, I recorded it starting an hour earlier over the Sheboygan Falls VOR at 12,000 feet and looping all the way down to Juneau and descending and coming in here and taxiing for 18 minutes into the North 40. And I pulled a couple of little chunks out of that to use in one of our episodes during the week that week. But, you know, I had this hour-long audio file that, again, cockpit audio, we all love that stuff, right? But that was one thing that we had debated ever putting up at all. Are people going to really want to listen to this whole thing? But we just threw it up there, and everybody loved it. So, and I know that's happened to some other podcasts, too, where and other episodes of ours, where there's been things that we went, do we really want to put that up there? And that's the kind of stuff people like. So don't be shy, you know. Just talk about the stuff that you love in aviation, and chances are there's other people who love it, too. So.
Yeah, like Steve was saying, it's you know, the diversity is great, and I mean, you can go back. I've never gone back and changed or corrected any of my old episodes. And if you listen to about my first 7 or 8 episodes, they're almost impossible to listen to. The levels are off, the audio is horrible, the music is going to bust your eardrum when it comes on. But I haven't gone back and changed them. I've just, you know, plowed through it, and I've gotten better and better at it. I've gotten a few pieces of equipment that make it sound a little better. I want it to sound good, but it's really the content. The other big surprising thing for me, exactly like Kent, is when I started doing it, I expected my podcast episodes to be fairly short. It would be talking about each lesson, maybe a little bit of cockpit audio. But what's happened is that overwhelmingly, the most requested thing that I get from listeners through email, through Twitter, whatever it may be, is or comments on the site, is we love the cockpit audio. And to me, why would somebody want to listen to this? It's just me flying around. It's going to be boring for them. It wasn't for me, but I'm sure it's boring for other people. But if you think about it, that's the type of thing that I would want to hear as well. But because it was happening to me, I felt like it was boring. So, and that's how a lot of people, I think may keep you from doing it, but don't think that. We want to hear it. Everybody wants to hear your perspective on things. You'll figure out the technology and the technology part, and you'll get a group of people who are listening.
So. It's still a sandbox. On the internet, nobody knows you're a dog, that kind of thing. Speak from the heart. Put the important stuff on. Include your mistakes.
Amen.
When you point the airplane at Korea on your instrument check ride, put it in the feed. Put it in the intro to your show. I mean, that's what, you know, people are looking for a connection with you, and unless you show them that you're a hell of a lot like them, and especially if you're flying a check ride out of Pontiac, or anything to do with the Pontiac VOR, that's what you do. This is still a sandbox, folks. And same with me. I used to publish at 56K because that's what I heard Leo Laporte did. And, you know, heavens, why would, you know, people might not download me if I had a 14 meg file. My current episode's 185 and it's full up video. So get out there, be creative, and put it out there. But put it out there with some regularity. Put it out often. And don't hide the ugly stuff, because we all need reassurance that other folks go through this crap and that it happens to everybody.
F-16,
if Sully did a
ride.
Podcast, he would have sucky moments too.
F-16 rides don't happen to everybody.
Maybe not Sully.
We like screw-ups because they make great outtakes.
You know what Sully said, both Sully and Jeff said, that went through their head is 3 or 4 things that we don't know about that they're wondering that they think they screwed up, which is what every pilot thinks about after every flight. So anything you can think of. And we can't think of anything that could have gone more perfectly for them. That's the way it goes, right?
I mean, a lot of pilots, you know, walk away from the airport. You know, they're in the car. Oh, did I shut the master switch off? I'm a guy who's like, I did put the gear down, right? it took a lot of power to get to parking.
It was the flat spot on the wheel.
I think we're gonna go see Will and Rico's trailer, eh?
Yeah, that's right. We got 27 minutes left until the start of the trailer. So if you want to stick around here and mingle with us, I'm sure most of us will be here for a couple minutes. But yes, there will be time for you now to walk down to the south end of the field. What do you got, Jack? Yes, we're going to have the amazing Stephen Force play us a little song.
Well, we're having Jason Miller sing it, correct?
Oh, wait, Steve, you know it. I didn't even know that. Yeah, I'll sing it.
And dude, it's going to be in D again. I'm sorry, Kent.
You're going to change the instrument and the key? All right.
You can play
that. But, you know, talking about including mistakes, here we go. Talking about being brave? Okay. Look up
two, three.
In the sky. Yeah.
There you are.
Look up in the sky, and there you are. So
floating like an angel on the airwaves, or falling like a raven in the afternoon haze. I look up in the sky, there you are.
All right, Paul, thank you very much for coming and sticking with us for this long. We do appreciate it, and we'll be hanging around up here.
We'll
come on up and talk
year.
To us while we're tearing down.
See ya.
Thanks for coming.